The gentleman that's about to do this time-honored tradition, it's the oldest tradition we have on the Mark and Brian Christmas Show, is one of Hollywood's most recognizable faces, a tremendous actor, and on our show a few months ago, what a wonderful man.
This gentleman that sits before you is an Academy Award winner. His many, many films that he has graced us with over the years never ceases to stop. We are honored to have this man. He's been on the program twice before. Would you please welcome, with the reading of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," the legendary Mr. George Kennedy.
Thank you, guys. Now, this is not going to be your school teacher's reading. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Children all snuggled, nestled in their beds. Visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama was in her kerchief, and I had on my cap, and we had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I jumped out of my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. I tore open the shutters. I threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Now, more rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now, Dancer, now, Dasher, rat-ta-ta, now, Prancer, and Vixen, rat-ta-ta, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that fly before a wild hurricane fly, when they meet with such an obstacle, they mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and the pawing of each tiny hoof. And as I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head right to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. Bundle of toys he had flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up in a bow, and the beard on his chin just as white as the snow. A stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby, he was plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, went straight to his work. He filled all of the stockings and then turned with a jerk and laying a finger aside of his nose, giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Kennedy.